Hello, and thank you for joining us today for our podcast on the pros and cons of hosting Exchange Server. My name is Matt Gervais, and I'm the Associate Editor for SearchExchange.com. Joining me today is Microsoft Exchange MVP, William Lefkowicz. William has over 25 years of computing experience from the Commodore 64 to AS400. First certified on Microsoft Exchange Server back in version 5.0, William has been a Microsoft Exchange MVP since 2001. He's also co-author of McGraw-Hill's Exchange Server 2007, The Complete Reference. Through his company, Mojave Media Group, LLC, William serves as consultant for several small exchange shops and collaborates on authoring, training, and reviewing projects for various companies. Thanks for joining us today, William.
Hi, pleasure to be here, Matt.
Okay, so William, without further ado, let's jump right into our Q&A. So our first question is, first off, for our listeners that may not quite be yet familiar with Exchange Server hosting, can you give us a brief introduction?
Sure. I would say traditionally, companies would acquire hardware and software, the physical boxes, maybe lease space in a data center for them or use their own server room, and maintain Exchange Servers on-premises. On-prem is a new buzzword. The idea of hosted Exchange is simply the shift of those resources to an outsourced service. So instead of owning the hardware and paying the software licensing costs up front for Windows, Exchange, any third-party products that you may have on there, you essentially rent units of the application from a provider who does all the maintenance for you. And those rental units are typically mailboxes. You would pay per mailbox per month. So it's the transfer of the duties of maintaining the technology to a third party. Messaging solutions like Exchange are good applications for a hosted service because of their complexity. Exchange keeps getting more complex with every version, it seems. Small companies don't have to worry about backups or service packs or patches, malware, hardware monitoring, and all the other concerns that go to running a messaging infrastructure internally. So it doesn't mean that it takes care of itself. You still have to administer Exchange from a user standpoint, like creating new mailboxes, distribution groups, or enabling features. But the headaches of maintaining the physical server have been given to a hosted service provider.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Now that we've learned what Exchange Server hosting is, a lot of people that are considering it, they want to try and weigh the pros and cons. So would you be able to give us a few examples of both pros and cons when trying this out?
Certainly. There's obviously going to be pros and cons to moving to a different system or to a different method of accessing your messaging solution. And some of the pros for most people are cost savings. And that's what companies first look at, I would say, is cost savings in moving to a hosted solution. And Exchange is a great and powerful application, and as such, it holds a significant price tag, both in terms of the software and what's needed to maintain it. So hosting Exchange means you don't have to buy the physical server and Windows, et cetera. So there's probably a value there for companies, a greater cost savings if the point to move to a new product or a new solution. IT staff, you can save on reducing your IT budget. Perhaps the people that currently maintain your Exchange server are no longer needed, and that may be sad. Or perhaps you can put other duties on them that they've not been able to get to because they had to do Exchange backups or something like that. Exchange administration is certainly simplified when you don't have to worry about the underlying infrastructure. You just have to worry about taking care of the basic administration of users and distribution groups and other features like that. A hosted service provider has economies of scale on its side. They may have millions of mailboxes across thousands of companies. They're typically able to provide a greater quality hardware for performance and high availability, which can trickle down to even the small company with 10 mailboxes because they're sharing servers with other companies. From the con side, if you're hosting Exchange at another location, there may be connectivity concerns, either from your end or their end, either from where your company resides or from where the hosted solution resides. So some companies have to implement redundant connectivity to their hosted location, so an additional internet connection through a different company, a DSL line or a cable line perhaps. Some people don't like to give up that control, whether it's real or perceived. They don't want to have the physical server, their physical mailboxes kept in another location. That's an issue for some. I do see in the market today with Exchange 2007, and it was more so with 2003, that there's a mailbox quota stigma attached with hosted Exchange. some competitors with different products are offering larger mailbox quotas. And I don't think that's a real con, but it might be from an image standpoint. I see 3 to 5 gigabytes as a standard exchange-hosted solution provider quota. You may be concerned about the long-term stability of a hosting provider. Certainly the big ones have been around for a while, and they're probably pretty good offerings as well. But, you know, is that company going to be there tomorrow? What happens to your exchange server if they don't meet their financial obligations and their doors get locked? Some companies, they blur over the idea of moving to the hosted provider. I mean, your in-house solution doesn't magically appear at the hosted provider. There is a migration process that has to take place. The timing of such a move is also relevant. The idea of abandoning your existing environment, your existing investment. If you just moved to Exchange 2007, you just put out all of the investment in your hardware and licensing, you probably aren't ready to move to a hosted solution, even if it would have saved you money, because you've already made that initial investment. So sometimes timing is an issue. If you're just looking right now, you're at the end of life of your current installation, then hosting is certainly an option for you.
Okay, William, so we know that when choosing to host Exchange Server, there's a few different options. Would you be able to explain the differences between those options?
Sure. There's different hosting service providers, different companies that offer Exchange hosted services have different offerings. They're not the same between all of them. And as a company, you'd have to look to see which one best fits your needs. But as time goes by, there's different Exchange versions. And some may be pushing forward to Exchange 2010. Some might be still on Exchange 2007. And they may have different offerings related to those. So mailbox quota is a critical one. Some of them, current exchange hosting providers, are pushing around 3 to 5 gigabytes per mailbox. And prices vary depending on what kind of high availability solutions that you want. Different companies have different tolerance to downtime. And therefore, there's different price ranges for high availability mailbox solutions. Third-party add-ons like BlackBerry Enterprise Server. Different hosted exchange providers offer better mobility services for whatever you need, whether it's ActiveSync for iPhone, Windows Mobile, or add-ons like the BlackBerry Enterprise Server for your BlackBerries.
So, okay, moving along here, we have another question, and this one's actually a two-parter. Where do you feel the email hosting market's headed, and also, what additional solutions will email hosting providers be offering their customers down the road?
Well, if we could predict the future, right? Email hosting is really not new. I mean, when you signed up with your ISP at home 10, 15 years ago, they provided you with an email address at their domain. And for me here in Las Vegas, it's cox.net. But businesses have different needs, and the features available in those hosted solutions are only now really starting to meet all of those needs, whether it's because storage or bandwidth or whatever technology infrastructure has caught up. The features of the software are able to meet the demands of business better from a hosted solution perspective. Clearly, the hosted market is growing. Maybe the economy has helped that, but certainly the features that are available out there certainly help that. Cloud computing or outsourcing or software as a service or hosted service, they're all really synonyms for the same thing, or at least they overlap. Hosted email is a viable option for many small to medium businesses because of that growth. In the future, going forward, hosted email could be, they could offer any wide range of solutions beyond just messaging, and some already do. And that includes other complementary products like SharePoint or business productivity suites like Office Live. But mobility and virtualization, I think, have really pushed the market as well. Just about every company now seems to have iPhones or Windows Mobile smartphones or BlackBerries, and they're really small computers that happen to also be a phone. And I think that mobility solutions, that hosted exchange service providers are going to continue to grow their mobility solutions and offerings in the future as well. Virtualization has enabled hosting providers to cleanly segment their hosting by company and allowed them to use really high-powered hardware, and that has also contributed to the growth in the hosting market. For small businesses, hosting email means sharing servers, and for small businesses that cannot afford to implement all of these features, going forward, as more features are added, hosting solutions are going to be more compelling as an option.
Okay, so why don't we just jump right into the next question? And the question I had was, if you're using a hosted service, does that mean you no longer have to deal with service pack upgrades, anti-malware, you know, et cetera?
I would say that's basically true. I mean, for the servers running your hosted applications, it's typical that a hosted solution provider would maintain those products like the operating system and the application itself like Exchange. and they would take care of updating, you know, security patches and stuff like that. It doesn't mean that those updates won't have an impact on the end user or the company. It depends on the specific installation and the provider you use and their service level agreement, their SLA, outlining any downtime and when planned outages occur. Microsoft Exchange has, you know, the clustering technology to update servers without the customer really even knowing, just by failing over to the to an additional node and patching the down node first and then switching back and taking care of the other nodes. The impact on the users is actually minimal. Not all of the hosting providers may do that, so it depends on your SLA with them. But basically, if you're using a hosted service, then a lot of that maintenance and administration goes right to them.
Okay, so unfortunately we're running out of time, but let's get one more question in. So William, last question. What's the relationship between hosted messaging services in general and the emerging cloud computing model? Is there a crossover here, or are these independent entities?
You know, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine just yesterday, actually. And he said that cloud computing is not a market, but just a different way to provide the same thing. And I disagree with him a little bit, but I mean, I still had to agree to an extent because the model is evolving and so are the market opportunities. But cloud computing offers certain companies access to performance and services that they may not otherwise be able to afford. Like, just the economies of scale of the hosting provider allow smaller companies to access services at a higher level. Exchange Server and hosted messaging fits in that model. It fits in the cloud computing model because of the complexity of the product and because the cost of the higher performance hardware, of the enterprise version, of all of the features to maintain, deploy, and access, it fits into that cloud computing model. So, I mean, hosted email is a good solution for cloud computing, but cloud computing is not limited to just a few hosted applications like hosted email.
So, unfortunately, it looks like that's all we have time for today. William, thanks so much for participating in our Q&A today.
Thank you, Matt.
And thanks to all of you for listening today.